The day started out pretty well for Governor Paula Page. He greeted nearly 100 supporters at the State House during an impromptu rally, praising his budget priorities and get-tough approach with legislators. But by mid-morning, lawmakers in the House and Senate had overridden his veto of the state budget. Meanwhile, nearly 200 of his opponents were clamoring outside his office and demanding an investigation into his activities. By noon, the Government Oversight Committee announced they intended to meet to discuss just such an investigation. A.J. Higgins reports.
Governor Paul LePage arrived at the Hall of Flags to see something he hadn't seen around the Statehouse for a few months, a room full of supporters who are completely behind his efforts to reform welfare and hold dissident lawmakers accountable for their actions. Defending the priorities that he had originally outlined in his now-rejected state budget proposal, the governor made it clear that he had nothing against asylum seekers from other countries wanting to come to Maine, as long as Maine taxpayers didn't have to pay the freight.
It is not the state's responsibility. It is the federal government responsibility. And they're trying to demonize us.
But while the cheers were fading away inside the state house, a couple of hundred of LePage's adversaries were milling around beneath his office window outside. But instead of cheers, they offered chants.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
As far as the crowd outside was concerned, democracy was looking a lot like a 68-year-old woman from Phippsburg named Becky Halbrook, who was outraged over allegations that LePage pressured the Goodwill Hinckley Charter School into removing Democratic House Speaker Mark Eaves as president. Eaves, who was hired by Goodwill Hinckley in May, says he lost his job after LePage threatened to withhold more than $500,000 a year in state funding from the school. LePage acknowledges that he threatened to withhold the funds, but denies that he blackmailed anyone or abused his power as governor. Becky Halbrook said she and her friend, Cushing Samp of Saco, said it was time that Mainers let the governor know that they questioned his tactics.
We are two ladies who decided to do something. We were tired of sitting on our hands and watching things out of control, and it didn't seem that anybody else was going to have a rally.
Among LePage's more strident opponents at the rally was Representative Charlotte Warren, a Democrat from Hollowell who ticked off a litany of LePage's high-profile missteps, starting with his insults to President Obama, to telling the NAACP to kiss his butt, to withholding bonds for the Land for Maine's Future program, to his current interactions with the Hinckley School.
This month, the governor wrote at least two letters to the board of Goodwill Hinckley threatening to withhold public funds from the school if they hired a particular person. Governor LePage has gone beyond embarrassing. He's become a lawbreaker.
Lawmakers have responded to the escalating concerns over LePage's alleged misuse of his authority by calling for a probe at the least in the initiation of impeachment proceedings, depending on how that investigation turns out at the worst. Independent Representative Ben Shipman of Portland says lately it's the only issue his constituents are talking about.
My phone's been ringing off the hook. My email has been flooded with people from all across the state and in my district saying, keep up the good work. We want an investigation. We want justice. We want accountability.
A representative for LePage said he had no response to the demonstration outside his office. Shortly after noon, the Senate Republican office announced that the Government Oversight Committee would meet Wednesday to discuss allegations that the governor had improperly interfered with Eaves' hiring at the Goodwill Hinckley School. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.